What's considered a githra? A githra is a broken piece from a kli's heart that holds a certain amount of liquid. But the din is that it's makabo tumah. But the githra has a different din than the kli's heart itself. As we saw in the previous mission, as a githra that has deteriorated and no longer holds liquid, even though it holds food, is no longer makabo tumah. So the mission asks, what piece of kli's heart is considered a githra? Kosha nitlu az neha. Anytime you have a kli's heart, that the kli itself is intact, but the handle has broken off, that kli no longer has a din as the original kli. Instead, it has a din of a githra. So therefore, if it deteriorates to the point that it no longer contains liquid, it would no longer be makabel tumah. Even though the actual kli is intact, since the handle is missing and it's very difficult to move the kli from one place to another, it has a din of a githra. Hayu bachi du din yotzen. A kli chayas that has broken into pieces. And one of the pieces contains enough liquid to be considered a githra, but it has a jagged edge. It has points sticking out from it. If the jagged edges, the points that are sticking up, there is very little space between the edges, and therefore a zayas would not fall between the edges. In such a case, it's considered totally a part of the kli. And if a tumah would touch a jagged edge from the inside, it would become tamei b'maga from the fact that it came into contact with a davar that's tamei. And also, if a davar tamei gets hung in the aver keneged the jagged edges, directly opposite the jagged edges, since the jagged edges are considered totally part of the kli, so it has a din like any kli, that a davar tamei is hung in the aver of the kli, if the kli is made out of hair, the entire kli is tamei. V'chol she'ena mekabel imah b'zeisim, mitamei b'maga, v'ein kenegdo mitamei b'aver. But if the jagged edge of this githra is spaced, there's a lot of space between one edge and the other edge, so that an olive can be put in between the two jagged edges. In such a case, if a davar tamei would touch one of the jagged edges from the inside, that would be mitamei the kli, since it came into contact with the davar tamei. As even though in this case, since there's a lot of space in between the edges, it's not really considered part of the kli, but it is considered a yad of the kli. It has the same din as a handle of a kli chayr, so the din is that if a davar tamei comes into contact with the handle of a kli chayr, it would become tamei. So here also, it would become tamei. But if a davar tamei is hung in the air keneged the jagged edges, opposite the jagged edges, in such a case, the kli would not become tamei, as each jagged edge, since there's a lot of space between one edge and the other, is only considered a yad of the kli, and the din is that a yad of a kli chayr does not become tamei ne'aver. If a davar tamei is hung in the air keneged a yad of a kli chayr, it does not become tamei. Haisa mutal tzidok min ketai. A kli chayr that has split down the sides and broken into two, and now it sits only on its side, like a katadra, like the seat of a carriage, that's open in the front, and it's closed off in the back on the two sides. That's what this kli looks like when it's put on its side. And it holds a certain amount of liquid on its side, which we saw earlier, that according to the Chacham, even though it does not sit in the normal way, it only sits on its side, it's makabel tumah. Kol makabel imah b'zeisim mitamei b'maga, ukenegdo mitamei b'aver. If this piece that now sits on its side has jagged edges, but the jagged edges are very close together, and its eyes would not fit in between the jagged edges, if a davar tamei would touch one of the jagged edges from the inside, the kli would become tamei. And if a davar tamei would be hung opposite the jagged edges from the inside, also the kli would be makabel tumah. The jagged edges, since they're close together, is considered part of the kli. So therefore, since the kli is made out of cheres, and that's the din, if a davar tamei is hung in the aver of a kli cheres, the kli becomes tamei. V'chol she'ena makabel imah b'zeisim, mitamei b'maga, v'ein kenegdo mitamei b'aver. But if the jagged edges are far apart, then a zayas would fall in between the jagged edges. In such a case, the jagged edges are not considered part of the kli. Even so, if a davar tamei touched one of the jagged edges from the inside, it would become tamei b'maga as it came into contact with a davar tamei. Even though it's not considered part of the kli, it's considered a yad of the kli. And that's the din, a yad of a kli cheres that comes into contact with a davar tamei would become tamei. But if a davar tamei is hung in the aver of the kli, keneged the jagged edges, opposite the jagged edges, in such a case, the kli would not become tamei, and since the jagged edges is only a yad to the kli, a handle to the kli, that's a din, that the handle to a kli cheres is not nitma ba'av. Shulei korfiot u'shulei kusim haki dunyin. The bottom of the kli called korfiot, which is a kli that comes to the point on the bottom and it comes from korfu. Or the bottom of the kli called kusim haki dunyin, a kli also that comes to the point on the bottom that's made in sidum. And the bottoms have broken off, but they do contain a certain amount of liquid.
Even though
Even though these bottoms cannot stand unsupported, since the bottom comes to a point, it's still macabre to me. The reason being is that even before the bottoms broke off, they could not stand unsupported. That's the way the kli is made. It's made with a point on the bottom. So therefore, since that's the way the kli was made originally, it's still macabre to me, even though it cannot stand without support. An earthenware kli that has three rims. It has an inner rim, a middle rim, and an outer rim. If the inner rim is higher up than the other two rims outside of it, then any tuma that falls outside the inner rim, the kli chayrus would be tar, would not be with tummy of the kli chayrus. And it didn't. That a kli chayrus can only become tummy from the inside, not from the outside. Even if the tuma touches the kli chayrus from the outside, the kli chayrus would not become tummy. Now in this case, where it has three rims, so we have to know which rim is the main rim, and any tuma that falls within that rim would be with tummy of the kli chayrus, but outside of that rim, the kli chayrus would be tar. So the Mishnah tells us, if the inner rim is higher up than the other two rims, since it's higher up, things will be put to the kli chayrus up to the top of that inner rim, so therefore that's the main rim, and anything that falls within that rim would be metame the kli chayrus. Outside of the rim would not be metame the kli chayrus. Hachitzoino is defes, hakol tame. If the outer rim is the rim that's the highest, then anything that falls within that rim would be metame the kli chayrus, and therefore the kli chayrus would become tame, even if something fell in between the two outer rims. If the middle rim is the highest rim, then any tumah that falls within the middle rim would become tamei mimenu ulechutz tar. But anything that falls outside of the outer rim would be tar, would not be metame the kli chayrus. So therefore, if something falls in between the middle and the outer rim, that would not be metame the kli chayrus. That's considered the outside of the kli chayrus, and the kli chayrus cannot become tamei from the outside. Hayushav. Let's say all three rims were the same height. So which rim is the main rim? Rabbi Huda says we divide the thickness of the middle rim, and half the thickness of the middle rim closer to the inside of the kli chayrus is considered part of the inside of the kli chayrus. So any tumah that falls from that point inward would be metame the kli chayrus. The Chachamim say in such a case that all three rims are the same height, so then the inner rim is considered the main rim. Any tumah that falls outside of the inner rim would not be metame the kli chayrus. Kli chayrus may mesai makabel tuma. She is refu v'kirsha v'hi gmar melachta. At what point does the kli chayrus makabel tuma? As the kli is not makabel tuma until it's finished. The Mishnah tells us when it's hardened in the furnace, that's considered the finish of the kli chayrus and the makabel tuma from that point on. That's the gmar melacha, the last melacha for a kli chayrus. Now, even though there are certain things that need to be done after it is baked in the furnace, as it has to be smoothed over in case there's any sharp edges, but that's not considered an ikar malacha. The ikar final malacha is to bake in the furnace, so therefore, from that point on, it's makabel tuma.